Hey, recently a man went to see a doctor and said to the doctor, hey, give me a checkup. Doctor did and said, you're 70 years old. For a man your age, you're not doing too bad. And what do you mean a man my age? Can I live till I'm 90? And the doctor looked at him and said, do you drink? No. Do you eat donuts and fast food? No, I don't. Do you golf? Do you cycle? No. Do you take drugs? No. Do you have a lot of sex? No. Why do you care if you live any longer? Hey, just saying. Defund the police. So many people are saying that these days. And cancel the police. I think that's a good idea. I vote for that because recently I had 3 tickets that have come in the mail and say, you've been speeding. Nice work. Hey, you know, radar ticks drives me crazy. I guess you don't need the police anymore. Get rid of them. They're just tax collectors anyway. Who knew that? Me, me, me. In California, you have a Democrat representative, Eric Selwell, maybe something like that. He put his dumbness on display recently. He stated this. Do you know how many times the word woman is used in the Constitution? 0. That's unacceptable. Leave it on and on. Well, hey, guess how many times the word man is used in the Constitution, dumbhead? 0. Now what are you going to do? The Constitution refers to people as persons. That's it. No men, no women. What's the matter with you, you genius? And you're kind of in charge of the country, huh? And gender-neutral stuff was going on even way back then, a couple of hundred years ago. In Canada, the Prime Minister there continues to talk about a reset. He's imagining this economic system that actually addresses global challenges, and he's got all kinds of buzzwords going on. The biggest buzzword that comes to me is moron. Because, you know what? And socialism and communism and stupidism, because he's kind of doing all of that. He's rolling it up and saying, here's the new Marxist stuff gonna happen, and I'm in charge of this. Oh, it's frightening. You gotta push back, solution now. It's time, push, push. Then in Toronto, you have the mayor there, and he says this, another profound lunatic, right? He says, you can only shop now 1 day a week at your grocery store. Everybody in Toronto, Canada, go to the grocery store every day. In fact, go 3 or 4 times a day. Just, again, moronicism. Commie politician shopping. Get shopping for a new mayor. That'd be nice. Oh, boy. Passport Canada. Still talking about Canada and dumbness. Because it just shines. It's just like, I don't know. It's like they're advertising how crazy they are, right? Passport Canada. Keep in mind now that there's no essential travel. Non-essential travel, rather, that's allowed anywhere. Borders are closed, and Passport Canada has an ad campaign going on. Truly, and it says this, are you planning a winter vacation but don't have a valid passport? Don't wait, apply now. And then the fine print, that's a disclosure, that says you may have difficulty returning to Canada because of COVID. They walk among us. And then in Denver, another mayor there, just kind of like the one in Toronto, this guy, he says, Thanksgiving, it was a couple of weeks ago now, and he says, everybody's got to hold a virtual Thanksgiving. Don't you dare do it any other way. And then, of course, he boards a flight, he goes to Houston, he connects and goes on to Mississippi to celebrate Thanksgiving with his wife and daughter and so on. It's okay for me, but not you. We talk about that all the time. There's a long, long list of Democrats who have done that. I mean, they just do it. The Pelosi's and everybody. I mean, the mayor of New York and so on. Don't you do this, but I'm going to go do it myself because I can. I'm entitled and I'm better than you and I'm superior. Blah! Do as I say. They're bad people. Bad folks, those left-wing people. In Quebec, Canada, the government there soon says we're going to make gas-powered vehicles illegal. In under 15 years from now. 15 years, that's really not that long, right? I guess it is if you're old like me, but it's really not. Wow, what are you going to do? They all act like power is free. It isn't. Power goes out, and someday power is going to cost more than gasoline, and you've got all this fossil fuel, and environment-wise, it's okay. What is wrong with these people? Alberta gives them all the money, and Alberta should say to them, since you use our money, you got to buy our product. Quebec doesn't buy Alberta oil, certainly not very much of it, at least, and yet they take all their money, billions and hundreds of billions of dollars over the course of time. Quebec, smart enough, that's not nice stuff. And now, that same province, Quebec, they have this new bill that says citizens must be proficient at speaking French when they come to the country. They refer to themselves as a country because they want to be and they think they are. And French is their language. They fight for the language all of the time and say you have to talk French. the rest of Canada. What's wrong with all of you close to 8,000 mayors in the rest of Canada, mayors of towns and cities? Why don't you do the same thing? Why don't you say, y'all got to speak English to be here. Push back and be what you're supposed to be. You got English-speaking people in the West. There's my event for the day. Y'all come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more venting for you. See ya.